Yibbidi-yibbida. That's all, folks.
The future of water is in our hands.
Of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
And it is the High Performance Show. My name's Andrew Jobling, and it's Saturday, the 26th of September. It's Grand Final Day. And if you've been listening to Southern FM, you've heard lots and lots of music because everyone else is off at the footy. There's only the dedicated few people that are actually here in the studio to give you the very best. And that's what we're all about here on the High Performance Show. It's all about giving you a little bit more information, insights, ideas to help you live a little bit happier, healthier and longer life. So, yeah, well, it's pretty exciting stuff, Grand Final Day. It's a typical Melbourne day. It was sunny about 5 minutes ago. It's now overcast. There's a bit, some wind about to just sweep through. Probably we'll get a hailstorm, maybe a bit of snow. So the weather forecast for Melbourne today is hot, cold, wet, windy. Anything you like, just go with it. Enjoy the fact that the club that I used to play football for will be about to, I reckon they're about to win their first grand final since 1966. So in preparation, sing along if you like.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in, oh, when the Saints go marching in, oh, how I want to be with St Kilda when the Saints go marching in.
And we hope we'll be singing that song loud and proud at about 5 o'clock this afternoon as the Saints give the Cats an absolute thumping. So that's my prediction anyway. Anyway, listen, that's enough about footy, because you may not be interested in football at all. You may not give a rat's rear end. But I'm sitting in the studio with a very, very successful man who does barrack for St Kilda. So he's okay. Yes. I'll let him in. And he's had a lot of success in business. And I'm going to give a bit of an introduction to him. But firstly, I'd like to welcome to the studio Mr. Philip Fernandez.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for inviting me today. It's great to be here, particularly on Grand Finals Day.
I know, mate. You could be... Could be at the footy. You could be soaking up the sunshine and the rain and the wind and the atmosphere.
I could be.
But you chose to be here on the High Performance Show.
Absolutely. Couldn't resist it.
Because you are a giving, sharing person. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Andrew.
Good stuff, mate. Well, listen, let me just share a bit of... Before we delve deeper, Philip Fernandez, he's actually not from Australia, came from Singapore at the age of 16 years old, has had over 25 years experience working in the corporate scene with companies like, I don't think I can say Schwartz,
Schlusskopf.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
It's all right.
Revlon, L'Oreal, some other
Redken,
lots of sort of cosmetic sort of hair care sort of,
Type companies,
yeah. Where there's lots and lots of money. Now, you've Philip has had a lot of experience, particularly in the sales and team building area.
Correct.
In fact, you've been over 20 years national sales manager, general manager, and HR director of some of those big companies, which is pretty impressive. We've got high power here in the High Performance Show today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, and now you've branched out the last few years, branched out on your own. You've got
your own
business. You now consult to companies.
Absolutely.
And shortly about, well, launching into now speaking, training, author, high performer.
Yes, something like yourself, Andrew.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you, mate.
Thanks very much.
You know, we really want to, I'm going to get into your head today. Is that okay? We're going to delve right in.
Perfect morning for it.
We're going to pull out some gems inside your head and pass them on to the listeners.
Well, I hope I can sort of partake that.
Mate, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. So, first question, mate.
Yeah.
You were brought up in Singapore.
I was born there, yeah.
Born in Singapore, up, yeah. And as a child in Singapore. Tell us a little bit about that. What was that like?
It was interesting times. I mean, this is... the time when, just after the British rule, and Singapore was a real melting pot in those days of quite a few different races and multicultural. And my background, without realising it, was what we call ourselves a race of the future. We were just Eurasians, so we were a mixture of Europeans and Asians. In mine particular, it was Dutch, Portuguese and Malaysian. So, we just...
You're a bit mixed up then.
A rather mixed up bag of tricks, actually.
That's good, mate. And so the move to Australia, you were 16 years old.
16, family migrated.
So how did you find that, like that shift? Because I would imagine, a reasonably significant culture shock?
Yeah.
Differences?
In some ways. You know, you have a preconceived idea of the country. I mean, I was, playing a lot of music at the time and had a great band before I left, and Dad says, well, we're coming over here, still at school, and I wanted to be a rock star. That was my
aim. Really? And what happened to that dream? Is it still in there, mate? Have you still got that little rock star inside?
Sort of a frustrated rock star, mate. You know, the 70s child, you know what I mean?
you had the long hair and you had the headband. I can picture it, mate.
Yeah.
And now the other thing, so you're multi-talented, so you're a rock star. You're also just telling me that you were you were the Singapore champion swimmer at the age of 13.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I fell into that. I love swimming, and then started some serious training, you know, while schooling, and yeah, collected a few goals, and so that was for about a period of 3 years.
So you were best in the country
at your age. At the time, yes.
You were best, the best, number one, numero uno.
Numero uno. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, I mean, because this is, you know, like swimming, I just think, wow, that's tough, because you were going to school, I would imagine.
I did,
so
yeah.
So the training regime, I would imagine, would have been reasonably hectic.
Pretty hectic, about 4 hours training every day after school.
So it was all after school, was it? You didn't have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, because schooling there was either morning or the afternoon, so it was morning, you had the afternoon to come out and train.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it was rigorous training, and yeah.
Now, mate, why didn't you go on?
Well, there's lots of distractions in my life at that age.
Especially when you're a teenager.
A teenager. Well, music and girls sort of took over, I think.
Yeah,
and,
as they tend to do.
Yeah. Saw a future in music, so that became pretty lucrative.
Good. Yeah. So that's a bit of a shame. Why you didn't choose to pursue the music in Australia?
Well, Mum and Dad decided to come over here, and I had to finish the schooling. And then I actually had a couple of bands that we carried on, and you know, a few jam sessions here and there till the age of about 28. I was playing as I was working, but nothing to the point that realizing that it's a much harder road, you need a good manager, and my career started to take over then.
Yeah, so you've got to make a choice, don't you? Because if you want to be good, I mean, you could have been a rock star if you'd chosen to go down that path.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, life's full of could-ofs, and it's nice to go through that, but then you're saying, well, that was an experience, let's move on, it wasn't meant to be.
Exactly, and now you've created enormous success in other areas of your life. So you sort of got started in sales quite young.
I did, yeah.
I had a
yearning for sales. I mean, I got into my first job was a management cadet at a company called Grace Brothers in those days, which is the big department stores.
Yep.
And that was predominantly very much into sales and retail sales.
Yep.
And stayed there for a year and a half, and that's where I met my wife, actually, who was actually a management cadet there as
really?
Well. Yeah. It's quite interesting.
So you're distracted from work again?
You could say so, yes. And in Sydney, because that's where I grew up.
Yep.
And a place called Roselands, which is still in existence there now. And from then I met a lot of other people. Wholesaling sales reps used to come in and says, what do you do? Well, I pop in and I sell things. I said, well, that's a different thing. I can't wait for people to come to me. I'd rather create the sales. So I tried to make that shift. And slowly made that shift into wholesale repping. And in those days, you know, you do courses, and trying to get into that industry is pretty hard because you're young and they want experience and you don't have experience. You know?
Yep. So what was it? What was it about the sales that you enjoyed?
Well,
sales is a tough gig, and a lot of people hate sales.
It is a tough gig. Yeah, I mean the actual word sales in those days was not highly regarded because there were a lot of shonky salespeople as well, as you know.
There still are
the shonky, you know, car salesmen, the encyclopedia salesmen in those days, which don't exist anymore, thank goodness. And there's a lot of other people where sales was taboo, but there was also the right side of selling, which I went into. And I loved the whole process of the communication process of getting someone passionate and excited about purchasing something, but through finding out their needs. And that was a whole process that became new to me, and I wanted to learn more.
Brilliant. Mm. Good stuff, mate. And there's a whole lot of lessons in that, which we are going to get into very shortly. But firstly, we're going to go to a song. This is Gloria Estefan with Turn the Beat Around.
If you're preparing to go on a long journey on the road these holidays, the safest thing to do is pick up the TAC Driving Preparations audio CD. On the CD, you'll find some classics like The Cradle Lullaby, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and who could forget, Rockabye Baby. And if you're not sleeping like a baby, don't worry, because we've thrown in the best of Snooker commentary double disc set.
The best way to avoid fatigue on a long journey is to get a good night's sleep before it. Fatigue kills.
Everybody Australia ignites with Helmut Lottie's 2009 national tour. Don't miss the smooth vocal talent of this international sensation and his Philharmonia Orchestra in this not-to-be-missed event. Helmut Lottie plays the Palais Theatre St Kilda, Friday 2nd of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster on 136 100 or book online at ticketmaster.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
88.3 Southern FM. It's groovy.
Yes, it is groovy, Southern FM. My name's Andrew Jobling. This is the High Performance Show, 88.3 on the FM dial. And it is currently 1:19 on Saturday the 26th of September, Grand Final Day.
Yeah.
It is Grand Final Day, and I'm sitting here with Philip Fernandez. Philip, the Saints going to do it today?
Absolutely, mate.
Why? Okay, we're talking about high performance. What do you think's different about St Kilda this year?
Well, I think they're a team with passion. They're not just one person. They're a group of players that are very driven and very focused and have worked very, very hard.
They have worked hard.
Yeah.
Very hard. So, tough ass, Geelong, you know, they've been the cream for it. Although, just shows that it doesn't matter. It's whoever's got the right mindset on the day will win the game of footy.
Absolutely.
As Hawthorn showed last year, yep, to beat Geelong quite comprehensively, it's got very little to do with ability because at this level, it's the same.
Absolutely.
And as everything, success in any area, and this is just a beautiful sort of lead into what we're going to talk about, it is all about the head. It's all about the way we think, what we believe, how we feel, all that sort of stuff. Now,
absolutely.
You used to be a DJ, you were telling me.
Part-time.
You part-time swimmer, part-time rock star, part-time DJ, part-time bloody whatever, mate. You've got a lot of parts in your time.
I did, yeah. It was in the probably early 90s when I just wanted to try it out. I always wanted to do it. Got some training and worked with a company called Moby Disc, which I think is still going, and did a lot of, 21sts and weddings and all that sort of stuff. Learned how to mix the records. It was a good experience on the weekend.
Good, mate.
Yeah.
Did you get down?
I did get down.
Down and dirty?
Yeah, down and dirty.
Good work, mate. You were spinning on the floor on your back and...
Not quite, because I wanted to walk the next day.
Fair enough, mate. You didn't do any crowd surfing or anything like that?
No. Chicken dance was the favourite.
The chicken dance?
Oh, mate, I
reckon I can find the chicken dance. You can get up and... we'll see if we can find the chicken dance for Philip, because I'm sure he would love a little bit of chicken dance. Now, Philip, tell us a little bit. You know, you really rose to the top in the corporate life, in the sales area and in the communication area. What was the process? How did you actually do that?
Well, as we were saying earlier, it's all about passion, drive, and self-belief about wanting to be the best you are. And I chose the field, sales as my field, And from then I discovered other arenas, other type roles within the sales and marketing arena, and then moved, and you know, I had to get the top salesman job, sales, you know, the salesman of the year in the country, and I got that two or three years after I joined Swascoff. Actually, that was my first one, the big one, and I did the same with L'Oreal again. It's quite interesting, and then from then all the other roles kept coming, and I educated myself in management techniques and going through courses.
So what was the secret? What do you think is the secret to your rise to the top? Because it wasn't knowledge. Because people got knowledge.
It's all about knowledge. It's all about strategy. And it goes back to really your self-belief about where you want to be.
Right.
And how good you want to be at what you want to do.
Yeah.
But in the process, helping others achieve what they want to achieve was part of my success, whether it be my peers or clients.
So, okay, so some lessons there. It's all about self-belief, and it's about helping other people.
Yeah, they never saw me as a salesman. They saw me as their consultant, as a person that would sit beside them rather than in front of them, helping them make the choices.
Working with people, yeah?
Yeah, helping them making the right choices, really.
Good, mate. So tell us about, you know, what are some of the challenges? So rising to the top in anything, you're going to confront challenges, obstacles. What are some of the challenges and obstacles you faced, and how did you overcome them?
Well, the biggest challenge was the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection that everyone hates.
Mm.
You want to be accepted in life, but you hate to be you hate to say someone to say to you, no, I don't want it, no, go away. That is the biggest fear that stops a lot of successful people in doing anything in life.
Okay, so how did you overcome that one?
A lot of training, a lot of practice about how to receive a rejection and not to take it personally, and then how to also overcome or prevent it from happening. And
okay.
That was the secret. And that was a lot of good communication, questioning skills, and really trying to find out the needs. It's a needs analysis of the person you're talking to.
So you're talking, if you're trying to make a sale, it's all about the questioning and what's important to them and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. It's the questioning, really getting to find out about them, showing them you really care about them rather than just trying to sell them something.
And now, isn't that I love this, you know, there's lessons everywhere. What an amazing lesson that is. And it's not just if you're a salesperson, it's in life. What if is anyone a parent that is trying to sell vegetables to their kids? You know, like, that's a tough sell. Is it, you know, as a single person trying to get a date with someone of the opposite sex?
Yes.
You're trying to sell yourself there.
Yeah.
So these principles apply. It doesn't matter whether you're a salesperson in your career.
Absolutely.
Every day you're selling.
Absolutely.
You're selling yourself. You're selling concept, ideas. If you're at work, if you're, you know, you're selling an idea at work. You're trying to get people to get on board. So what you're saying is then the key to selling successfully is finding out what's important to the other person.
Absolutely. It's marketing yourself correctly. You know, I have a wife and I have children too, so I know exactly what you're saying there, Andrew.
I had to sell pretty hard myself to Laura. And I know she's listening. G'day, gorgeous. She loves me now.
Yes.
But gee, I had to sell myself. So I think I'm a pretty good salesperson.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I'll get an SMS from her very shortly saying something. Anyway, so what we're going to do, mate, because what every week the listeners know that we have a top five and we have a competition. And this week, because you're here and you're a bit of a champion, and we're going to talk more about sales, and I'm going to get you to comment on this, but I've put top five reasons to get good at sales.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, I've said it increases confidence. So feel free to comment on any of these.
Okay, do I have to rank them or do
no,
I
No,
just
you
comment?
Don't have to rank them.
Okay.
You can just comment.
Okay. Definitely. I mean, the ability to, you know, from becoming good at what you do, particularly in sales and communication, confidence becomes a very, very big part. And confidence, people seeing confidence in you, it just makes their job and their trust and integrity in you a lot easier.
Absolutely. Okay, number two, improves people skills and communication skills. Well, you have to improve your people skills and communication skills if you want to get good at sales.
Absolutely. That's all part of the process. And a lot of people don't realize that they are selling every day of their life. They don't realize. You know, if a husband doesn't buy the wife's cooking, she's failed to sail. But the point, he's still got to eat it anyway.
Yeah, exactly right. Eat that anyway. Like, and this again applies to all areas of life. People skills. I don't think most people real understand that success in life is very much to do with how well you relate to others, deal with others, help other
Absolutely.
People. We think the more we know, the better, and it's actually not necessarily about how much we know, is it? It's
No.
actually more about how well we get on with people. I know with my personal training business that I had the trainers that were the most successful were not the ones that had all the qualifications and knew how every muscle worked, but more the ones that actually got on, could help their clients achieve their goal and related with their clients.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So that's a really important... Number three, you will meet some amazing people that will bless your life.
Absolutely, and I've met a lot of amazing people in my time. In the over 25 years of in this business, in the selling communication business.
Did you start when you were three? Mate, you can't be that old. You're a young...
Mate, I've told you I've got kids, you know. And it's all that Lancome I'm using, you know. Whoops, sorry.
No blatant sales happening on my radio show, thank you very much, unless I'm in control of it. Okay, so you will meet some amazing people. So
sure.
Give us an example. Who... of a person that you've met because of a sales process that you went through that has someone that's now a very important part of your life, other than your wife?
Yes, my wife's definitely a very important part of my life. I mean, I've met two people. I mean, one not long after I left Gritch, but it was a gentleman called David Hall who started a company called United International and selling glory boxes in those days, and they're not around anymore, to women who were getting married as a pre-trousseau thing. And he taught me all about the process. And my first very book was Think and Grow Rich. It was an amazing book by Napoleon Hill, which
yes.
is still a bestseller today. And that really turned my life around. That was number one. And the other person was later in the Swaskov days, met a gentleman called John Lees, who is still a motivator and speaker today, who actually mentored me and said to me, well, you know, you've got it, and you've just got to focus and you'll achieve what you have to achieve. And so far, everything's come through.
That's great, mate. Mm. And so, and that leads us on to step number four, or reason number four to get good at sales is to get out of your comfort zone, because it's when you're outside of your comfort zone that you will meet these people.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? It's. I know that, you know, a lot of the stuff I do, I have to make cold calls and, you know, I'm meeting new people and it's quite scary. But wow, I mean, in fact, that's almost how you and I met.
Well,
isn't
exactly
it?
Right.
So it's
what
so worth.
Now.
So getting out of your comfort zone. Number five is it opens up an enormous amount of opportunities. There's unlimited opportunities when you will just
Absolutely.
Get out there and sell yourself or your product or a concept or whatever.
Absolutely.
Cool. So we're going to have a competition, mate. This is the competition we're going to get, and Philip is going to judge the winner here. We're going to get people to SMS or phone in and tell us about the best sales job you have made. Now, it doesn't have to be a job. It could be maybe to find your partner, your life partner. It may be to get your kids to eat vegetables. It may be a sale in a job that brought in a massive commission or where you met someone that changed your life. I don't know. So we're going to ask you to SMS to 0414 973315. I nearly forgot the number there. That again is 0414 973315. Or you can phone in the studio 958305 3 958 3 0 5 3 3. That is an SMS or a phone call to tell us about the best sales job you have made. And while you're thinking about that, we're going to have a little bit of, speaking of the best, the Saints, we're going to have a little bit of Tina Turner, The Best.
You've come to me, Every day, as a Vinnie's volunteer, we help many people who are trapped by their circumstances.
Facing a future with little choice or hope.
They fear they have nowhere to turn.
Every day, over 5,000 Australians turn to Vinnie's for help.
Vinnie's Winter Appeal brings much-needed warmth into many lives, adding comfort and hope. Please donate online at vinnies.org.au or call 13 18 12. That's 13 18 12.
Kenny's Tree and Stump Removals are the specialist in tree and stump removal. But did you know they also do mulching and garden cleanups as well? Get Kenny's on the job. Call Kenny on 0419 370 423 or 9553 2970. Another local business supporting Southern FM.
You're tuned to the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Southern FM it is. Andrew Jobling's my name. This is the High Performance Show on Grand Final Day 2009, and it's exciting. Oh, what's about an hour? About an hour before the big kickoff. We're just talking with Philip Fernandez, who's my very special guest. I've dragged him in here on a chilly, wintry spring grand final day. So thanks for coming in, Philip.
It's my pleasure, Andrew.
And you were just saying, it's your son's birthday today.
Yeah, yeah, Nathan. Ethan's 31 today.
Happy birthday, Nathan. If you're not listening, you won't get this message and you'll be in all sorts of trouble. But if you are listening, have a very happy birthday. Is he a Saints supporter as well?
Not sure, because he doesn't live in this area.
Not sure.
I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what,
he better be.
He is today.
We won't be getting any birthday presents. Anyway, it is now 1:36 on Saturday, and we're talking to Philip Fernandez, who is an incredibly talented man. He's been a national champion swimmer when he was 13 years old. He was a rock star, DJ. He was worked his way to the top in the corporate area in sales and HR, and he now has his own business. What do you do, mate? Tell us a little bit about your consulting business and what that's all about.
Okay, well, I left the corporate world at the end of 06 and decided to reinvent myself. And one of the best things that I felt that I had the expertise in was working with people and getting and achieving through people. So the business I have is all about exactly that in the business consulting, business coaching world. Wizard Business Consulting is the name of the company. And it's been going since 06 and been very, very successful. And I specialize in four key areas of that business, which is culture identification and fit in any business, staff communication, empowerment of actual staff,
yep.
And of course performance management techniques. So it's an all-round effect about working with the young staff, particularly with your Generation Ys these days, and having and fulfilling that communication.
That's a challenge, mate.
It sure is. It sure is. I've got a case study at home.
Have you?
As well.
A cabinet full of case studies, I imagine.
But they are the generation of the future, and we really need to understand them. And certainly, business owners need to understand and get the best out of them.
So true.
So that's where I'm focused. Predominantly, it's in the hair, cosmetics, beauty industry. But I am generic, and I do spread my business across a few other industries as well.
What inspired you to actually do it, go out on your own when you're already so successful in the corporate arena? Why did you want to take that risk?
Well,
it is a risk when you go out on your own.
It's interesting question, Andrew. Life is a risk. There's nothing secure. You make your own security. You make your own path. And I thought it was time for me to actually reinvent myself, because you can be in, 17 years with the L'Oréal Group. It was a long time in about two countries, and then exposure to Paris and Europe and Asia as well. But you really needed to say, well, what can I do differently? If you're losing that passion, you need to move on. And so, yes, it's scary, risky, but you do your homework. You talk to the right people. You talk to people who have got their own businesses rather than ones that haven't, because they'll tell you not to do it. And so you make the jump and you go with it. Yes, there's been ups and downs, but now it's gaining a lot more momentum.
And we talk all about sales. So when you're in business for yourself, every day is a sales gig, isn't it? You're trying to win new business.
It is.
You're trying to sell your ideas, your concepts, your passion, your belief, all that sort of stuff.
It sure is, yeah.
And we are having a competition that we're asking people to send us an SMS to 0414 973315. That's 0414 973315. Or calling in on the studio 9583 0533 9583 0533. And the question we're asking, or what we're asking, is for you to send us in the best sales job you have ever made, the best sales you've made. Now, it doesn't have to be a job, it doesn't have to be selling a product, it might be selling yourself to a member of the opposite sex, maybe your current partner, it may be something totally unrelated to actual sales job, but what's the best job you have done? Now, what we're going to do is, we've already had a couple of responses, so Philip's going to judge the winner, and he's going to give something away. What are you going to give away, mate, to the winner?
Well, I can, certainly my time, which to me is valuable.
Very, mate, that is extremely valuable.
Yes, and so I can throw in a one-on-one coaching for an hour, complimentary. With anyone in particular.
That's good. So that's really worthwhile doing. So get on your SMS. Forget about the footy just for 5 minutes, would you? Yes, it's grand final day. The Saints are going to win it, so you don't need to worry about it. It's all good. So, but get on the phone now and or send the SMS and let us know about the best sales job you have done. Now, Philip, we're going to talk a little bit about an upcoming event.
Yeah, a very, very big event.
Very big event, you should know. In fact, it's something that you and I are actually rolling out together.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk about this. This event, it's a seminar, and it's happening on Wednesday, the 28th of October in the evening at 7 p.m. And it's called High Performance Freshly Squeezed.
Yeah.
Mate, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, as you know, it's something that Andrew and I sort of talked about, and Andrew looks, from his background, is looking at personal performance, and I'm actually looking at team performance, and together, really, at the end of the day, it's one and the same. If you look after performing and being the better manager, then if you're working with people, how do you actually manage and get them to perform at their best?
Yep.
And so the whole seminar is based around those concepts. I'm really looking forward to that. I've had actually some great feedback and quite a few people already wanting to come.
Good.
And booking quite a few seats. So, I would say get in quickly because we don't want you to miss out.
So who's the target audience? Who are we targeting here? Who do we want? What sort of people are going to benefit
the
most?
Well, it's quite a different range of people, from your small to medium to larger organizations. But, anyone that has got, obviously, a business or a company that and have got people working for them, perfect seminar to come to. It doesn't mean that if you're working on your own, you can still come, because there is a component of that Andrew will be talking about, is on being the best that you can. And so even you will benefit from that as well.
Good.
Andrew.
I'll benefit as well. Good. Well, then I'm coming. That sounds good to me. So really, and we're saying people that own business, but it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a business owner. You could be just someone in a leadership position in a job and want to know how to communicate better with your people and empower your people, which is what you do, mate. That's what you do every day of your life. So this High Performance Freshly Squeezed. What a fabulous name.
It is, isn't it?
You must have come up with that because you're the creative type. And
Think about that, Andrew.
And it's so it's Wednesday, October 28th, 7 to 8:45 p.m. and it's in the city. And listen, to get all the details for that, just go to my website, which is andrewjobling.com.au, and go to upcoming events, and you'll see that it's all the details are there, and booking is available through that. So that's an event and look, it's just ridiculously well priced. $45.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's a steal.
It's crazy, Andrew.
What are we doing, mate? We're just giving it away.
Your time and my time.
Intellectual property between us, mate, is worth thousands.
Absolutely.
We're being a little bit sort of facetious and flippant here, but the information that we're going to share, and I know the stuff I'm going to share is not bad, but I'll tell you what, the stuff that Philip's going to share has come from over 30 years, 25 to 30 years of working with people, helping to get and companies to get the most out of their people. So, if you are anyone that's wanting to increase A, the quality of your own life, B, increase the performance in your own life, increase the performance of other people that you're working with, even your family.
Yeah.
Well, you might have 12 kids, and you're thinking, how the goodness me do I organise this
Absolutely.
Rabble?
Absolutely.
You may be involved in team sport, anything where there's people involved, teams involved. I'll tell you what, I'm getting more and more excited about this the more I'm talking about it, mate.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you start thinking about it, it can be anyone.
So please, get on to my website. High Performance Freshly Squeezed is the name of the seminar. Wednesday, October 28, 7 p.m.
Absolutely.
Now, I think we might go for another song, come back, because it's 2:45. I reckon, I'm not sure what time the footy starts, but it's about an hour away. So, you may be down there a couple of stubbies right now. That's okay, but be sensible with it. Don't go over the top. That's just fatherly advice.
Don't drive and drink at the same time.
No, don't drink, drive. It doesn't taste all that good. We're going to go to a little bit of music right now. This is John Farnham with You Are The Voice.
Sonny is a dog. He looks like an ordinary dog. Barney doesn't do tricks, but with your help, he can go to guide dog school and learn to perform miracles. Turn a special dog like Barney into a guide dog. Give to guide dogs now. Call the Guide Dog Association on 9854-4444. 9854-4444.
Hi, Warren here from Mortgage Choice. At the moment, there's a lot of speculation about where home loan rates are heading. So you may be wondering, where is the best place to go for a home loan? Well, why not talk to the company that's been voted best mortgage broker 3 out of the last 4 years in the Australian Banking and Finance Awards? That's right, Mortgage Choice. Let us show you why we've been voted best time and time again.
Call the Mortgage Choice Bayside team on 8602 6777. Mortgage Choice, a proud sponsor of 88.3 Southern FM.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, it is Southern FM on Grand Final Day 2009. Andrew Jobling's my name. This is the High Performance Show as we come into the last 10 minutes of the show. That's 1:51, and we've had a great day. We've had Philip Fernandez in the studio. Mate, you've been great. Been good having you.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. You're a bit of a natural. I think you could go places, mate. I think, you know, with a little bit of nurturing and a bit of support, I reckon you could make a success of yourself.
Absolutely, mate. That's why I'm hanging around you, Andrew.
Now, before we sort of wind things up, we've got a couple of things still to cover. First and most important thing is get those SMSs, keep them coming in. We're asking you to SMS us the best sales job you've ever made, the best sales you've ever made. What was it? What changed your life in relationship, in a career? What was it? And we're going to get you to SMS to 0414973315 for an opportunity to win an hour of upfront and personal time with Philip Fernandez, which, I'll tell you what, he's a handsome man, girls. So get on the SMS. He's a... I hope your wife's not listening, is she?
Mate, don't build it up too much, please. I might let them down.
No, mate. And you've got good buns too, which is very important. Is your wife listening?
I hope not now.
What's your wife's name?
Denise. She's working very hard today.
Hi, Denise. Hope you're well. Your husband. Hope you're very proud of your husband. Hi. Now, speaking of proud of your husband, tell us, you do some mentoring with the White Lion Charity Organisation, which
I
can't believe I've missed to this point. That's pretty important. Tell us a little bit about what you do with them.
About a year ago, I became an accredited mentor with them, and it's a pretty rigorous time that they put you through, some good training and then some interesting, very rigorous interviewing skills and checking your values to become a mentor. It's all about your values, and it's something that I wanted to do to give back to society. It's working with the Child Protection Services and the Youth Protection Centres, and it's about young kids out there that are homeless, that have come from dysfunctional families, and you know, ex-prisons and things like that. And it's White Lion is a great organisation that works in line with in conjunction with Reach out there to help these young kids out there. And the whole idea is that you wait till you get matched, and I've just got matched with a young gentleman that I'll be spending some time with him, mentoring.
Good one,
him.
Mate. Yes. Good on you. And it's, I mean, because we all deserve a chance in life, don't we? And there's people out there that don't get the same blessed start that others get.
Unfortunately,
and,
yes.
You know, so well done, mate. That's a brilliant thing to do. So, and again, that's just, you know, if anyone is out there thinks that, you know, they'd like to help other people, I'm sure White Lion are always looking for people.
Absolutely. They can ring me and I can put them on to the right people if they want to, or just go onto the website and...
And people
can
contact you through your website. Tell us, you've got a couple of websites. What are they, Phil?
Yeah, well, the Wizard Business Consulting one is www.businesswizards.com.au. That's my business coaching website.
So let's just slow that down a bit, mate, because there may be people driving right now, steering with their knees, trying to write this down.
Yeah, it's businesswizards, plural.
businesswizards.com.au. Yep,
my business coaching. And the other one is, of course, my speaking and training website, which is aimed at more the corporates and the multinationals, and that's philip@fernandez.id.au.
That's your email address or the website?
I'm sorry, that's my email address, and my the website is philip.fernandez.id.au.
.id. What's ID?
Identity. So, in other words, your identity, your name.
Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so get onto those two websites and you'll find out a little bit more about what Philip does and how to contact him if you are interested in any of his services. And he offers a lot, certainly business consulting, individual mentoring, work with charities and a whole range of... he'll teach you how to sing. Yeah. He'll teach you how to swim if you want to swim.
Now, we're getting a bit carried away here.
He looks great in stiletto heels and fishnet stockings. So if you want to do a bit of cross-dressing, he's your man as well.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Thank you.
I'm being silly now. No, my I tend to get silly sometimes, especially... Yes. You know, at this time of the day, on grand final day. And listen, just before we go to the who's going to win the big prize, let's just have a bit of. Okay, everyone can sing along. When the Saints, come on, Phil, pump it out. Go Saints! Yes, and St Kilda Football Club since 1966.
It's a long time.
It's a long time between drinks, and I feel in my heart that the work I did back in the 80s has lifted them,
Andrew,
to this point.
Very, very strong. What you
point
did there.
Where they, I'm sure they will come home with the goods today.
You look pretty in shorts too, mate. We'll see you there.
Okay, that's enough of that sort of stuff. All right, so now I'm going to ask you a question. This is a very big one, mate, because all the people listening to you are going, well, this is all great, but what? Give me one thing, okay? So if you were to give one piece of advice to the listeners, just to, you know, if you're going to say one thing that they could do now, not something they need 10 years experience, what could they do today to get more out of their life?
Well, number one, they've got to identify was exactly, if they're, are not enjoying what they're doing right now, they've got to identify why and do something about it. That's the biggest and hardest thing to do, to take that plunge to change your life and do something different with it. I know not everybody can do that for many circumstances, but you need to enjoy what you're doing, and if you do, you'll perform with passion and you'll give outstanding results.
Okay, well that's incredible advice, mate. Thank you very much for that. Okay, we've got four responses. And the first one is from Josie. Thank you, Josie. She said, working for Portman's for 10 years taught me the power and strength in working with a team. Nothing can be achieved by only one person. Thank you, Josie. Didn't really have a lot to do with sale, but it was a great message anyway.
Yes, yes.
Rob said, working as a sales rep, I've learnt that going for a no is the path to success. It's a numbers game. Embrace the no's and grow by your failure, Rob.
Mm, okay.
Excellent, Rob. That is very profound.
Yeah,
so in terms of sales, maybe it's not one sale, but it's lots and lots of sales and overcoming no's. So great, Rob. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
And Megan, going for a job, it's all about going for a job, but that's okay. Going for a job has been a full-time job. I've had to think creatively in order to market and sell myself and the job I wanted. And that's from Megan. And John, the last one is from John, and he said he had to sell himself, like I said earlier, sell himself very hard to find a wife and actually get his wife, his now current wife, who he said is blissfully married. It was a pretty tough sales job. So well done, John. Okay, Philip, who do you reckon, mate? We've got Josie, who works for Portman's, and she's learned about working with a team. We've got Rob, who has learnt the lesson that going for no is the way to get success, and it's a numbers game. And we've also heard from Megan, who has said she's had to work and think very creatively in order to market and sell herself to get the job that she wanted. And John, who had to do a hard sales job to find and keep and marry his wife.
Very, very tough. Very tough contenders. But just looking across at the principles of what communication and selling is all about, I would probably have to go with number two.
So that was
that knew how to handle rejection.
That was Rob. Okay, yeah. Rob, congratulations, mate.
Well done,
we'll
Rob.
Be in contact with you. Philip will be there to give you an hour of his time. Incredibly valuable too, so congratulations. Now, excuse me while I just choke here because I'm very excited. It's nearly 2 o'clock. We're about to go go and watch the footy. So, Philip, thank you very, very much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
It's a pleasure, mate. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to sort of say something very quickly on the current speaking thing that I'm